That was really something, huh?
Yeah.
You came really hard, and you taste so fucking good, babe. Oh, you wanna taste? Yeah. Here you go. Told you. Would you like me to keep going until you ride out the orgasm? No? Okay. I know you get sensitive after, but I just had to ask. You know, you get so cute when you're overstimulated. No, I'm serious. Your breathing becomes quicker and your voice goes a pitch higher. And when you say please, it just melts me. Yeah, I do love it when you get a little submissive. I love playing with you and teasing you. But you already know that, sweetheart. Can I say something? I noticed how the focus is almost always on me when we play. No, of course I'm not complaining. I appreciate it a lot. Like, a lot. Babe, can you please let me finish? Okay, so, I don't think that I am doing a good enough job of showing you my appreciation. Well, what I mean is, we've known each other for a while now, and you make me feel so important and safe. You make sure to pay attention to the small things that I do. And you were really patient with me when I told you that I just wasn't ready for a relationship, and you're really patient with me now, like when I sing my heart out in the shower at 2 a.m. or, well, when I leave all the dishes to you after we eat. I know I make a mean pasta, but that's not the point. The point is, you make me feel really, really special. When I'm with you, I feel like you appreciate every part of me, inside and out. I'm trying to be sweet here. Do you mind saving the sex jokes for later? Thank you. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Okay, I know we all have insecurities, and sometimes our brains just make up stupid scenarios and cause us to panic for no reason. I'm not a very verbal person when it comes to mushy stuff like this, but for the time that I've known you, you've been my rock, and I want to be yours too. So, I just want to show my admiration for you with something other than sex. Close enough, but also not. Just relax. Good. I want you to know that I love your witty comments. I love your laugh. I love the way your soft skin feels against mine. I love it when you kiss me out of the blue. I love playing with your hair when we watch a sappy movie and you put your head in my lap. Yeah, like this. Good girl. I love kissing these fingers and your wrist. I love when I catch you talking in your sleep. Yes, you do. Yes. Okay. Well, we'll agree to disagree. I love watching you get dressed for work in the morning. I love kissing your tummy before I go down on you. I love the way that you wrap your arms around me when you notice I'm feeling down. Yeah, like that. Just, it feels perfect. Come here. Good girl. Yeah, you're good. What else do I love? I love listening to you talk about your favorite video game or makeup. Like the Animal Crossing makeup. It's both the best. Yeah, I know you're so excited for it. It's so adorable. I love the way your hair feels on my neck when you give me those little love bites. Yeah, like that. Just tickles a little bit, but it's so sweet. You're so sweet. I love it when I make a stupid joke and you snort. It's adorable. Don't be embarrassed. It's comforting to hear. I love getting that reaction out of you. I love it when you take the time to detangle all of my hair in the shower. Even though we're both so wrinkly afterwards from staying in for so long, you never complain. How soft and warm your body feels when we cuddle. You're like my own personal teddy bear. My soft, soft girl. Babe, no. That's not what I meant. I love your body. Didn't I just make that obvious? Baby. Do you really think that you need a tiny waist or giant boobs to make me feel good? Sweetheart, what do you mean I couldn't hurt? Baby, I agree that some things are to do with personal preference, but honestly, I wouldn't change one part of your body. Even when we first started, you know, messing around, every single time I touch you, just, it felt right. Being on top of you feels right. Being inside of you feels right. Being your little spoon feels right. Stealing your clothes feels right. Your kisses. Your soft hands, they're so tiny. You just feel right. I didn't want to bring it up, but this is the healthiest relationship I've ever been in. We both care about each other, and we both support each other, and don't get me started on sex. I had no idea I could make those sounds before you. For the first time in my life, I don't have to fake or force anything. Not a laugh, not an orgasm, nothing. I feel so incredibly safe and validated with you. And I can only hope that I become your safe space, because you're mine. I love you. Oh, was it too soon? It was, wasn't it? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to freak you out. I just... Shit. Now I'm freaking out. And you don't have to say it back if you don't... It wasn't like how I planned to be. I mean... We're both ass naked and my hair is a mess and... There's lipstick marks all over your pretty chest, and wait, let me just... Your heart is still pounding. Did I just blow your mind with that? Okay, yeah, that was bad. So, now that we've cleared this out of the way, what do you say about ordering some... chicken fingers and mozzarella sticks? Yeah? I love you too. Okay. You order, babe.